RNC and the DNC are over. Who won? What's at stake in November? We'll talk about this and much more on today's Mount Westmore podcast. Okay, so the conventions are now over, and they pretty much went how I expected. The Democrats ragged on America, its history, and its ideals. The Republicans rode the law and order and America's great train. Both parties' platforms had an audience that they played to, but I think in the end the RNC clearly won. And I'm not just saying this because a massive majority of the RNC's values align with mine. I've heard a lot of Democrats, moderate Democrats at least, decide to flip their vote after seeing the two conventions. And I think the DNC really put the nail in the coffin for the Democrats in November. It screwed their chances. The RNC really got the base and new voters fired up. The DNC, or as it shall now and forever be known as the Depressed Narcissist Convention, made people feel guilty about themselves and their nation. We'll get more into the conventions in one sec, but I really want to talk about what made me mad. And the DNC completely ignored the riots. And as you guys know, the riots really make me mad. And I can't believe they completely ignored it. They didn't even mention it. It's appalling to me that you ignore the number one problem in our country. Like, cities are burning. People are dying. I know I keep saying this, but I've had enough of this. How much longer are you lazy, selfish Democrats going to pander to the rioters? How much longer are you guys going to let this happen? The American people are done with your garbage. It's the only stupid reason you guys said anything last week is because your poll numbers are going down, and they should be. You guys are evil to let this death and destruction ruin our streets, and you sit there and watch. Then the only time you come out and say something is when it helps you? No, America's done with you turds. Just leave. We don't want you anymore. Okay, so if we look at both conventions, there's a massive difference. The DNC talked about how evil and systemically racist America is, while having America haters like Michelle Obama and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I don't think this act plays well with the public. 320 million people live in America, meaning that they like this country enough to stay. People don't want to listen to politicians that know nothing about them or their family trash their country. The RNC, however, did a great job of showing patriotism throughout their convention. They had many members of the Trump family speak, including the First Lady, who did an amazing job of telling her story, how she came to America, and how much other countries look to America as a beacon of hope and a dreamland. They also had Madison Cawthorn on to share his story, and he was paralyzed, I believe from the waist down, in a car accident. And he fought back from it and is now running for Congress in North Carolina, I believe. But the best part of his story and his speech was the very end, when two guys brought out a walker and he stood up from his wheelchair and he stood for the flag. And it was a really cool moment. And it's really it describes perfectly what this election is all about. It's a fight to keep our nation, or, as Obama said, fundamentally change it. It's a fight for freedom or tyranny. And in the end, I don't think the American people will play with this dumb leftist ideology that wants to tear down everything in sight and everything our founding fathers fought and died for. They won't stand for it. We won't stand for it. We like our country. Yes, we had flaws in our history. Yes, we'll probably have flaws in the future. But we learn from those mistakes and we get better. And I'd say America is a lot better than everywhere else. God's blessed this nation, and we've just got to bless other nations with what we've gotten. And we need to stand up as a nation that allows freedom of speech and freedom of religion to everyone, no matter their race, sexual orientation, their gender, their creed, whatever. We allow it to everyone. And that's what this nation is about. And that is what the RNC and the Republicans and conservatism is about. Okay, so I quickly want to go over this Jacob Blake shooting. That's got everyone riled up. The NBA even postponed games because of this shooting. So, Jacob Blake was a black man that was shot in the back 7 times by the police. Thankfully, he did not die, but unfortunately, he is now paralyzed. But let's go over some of the facts. The police came because someone called them on Jacob Blake for what is listed as a domestic incident or violence or whatever. It was something domestic. I believe it involved his girlfriend. Okay, so then the cops showed up and try to arrest Jacob Blake. Blake then resists and moves around to the driver's side door of his car, and he reaches in. This is when he was shot by the police, and he did all of this while his little kids were in the car? Like, come on, man. The media is saying that the cops shot him out of racism and hate. No, they shot him because he resisted arrest and then reached into his car for what they thought was a weapon. And it was proved later that it was a weapon. It was a knife. This is considered a justified shoot in the police's case. But seriously, what was Blake thinking, though? You resist arrest, then you walk around the car and try to grab a weapon? On top of that, you're doing all this in front of your kids. What a selfish move. What a selfish father. He wasn't thinking about his kids or their safety. He was thinking about himself. He put them in a very dangerous circumstance. No one should ever do that to their kids. What an idiot. Why would you do that? This was not a shooting out of racism. The cops were ending a situation that could have become much worse. We could be looking at dead police, or dead children, or dead Jacob Blake. And all of this is because Jacob Blake made the dumbest mistake he could have made. But this is also the media's fault. They tell African Americans every day they are in danger and the cops want to kill them. Stop lying. Stop giving people fake fear. That's the real virus in this country. And it's easily curable. Just turn off your TV and don't give them any ground. Alright, thank you guys so much for listening to episode 7. I hope you really enjoyed it. Be sure to follow wherever you're listening and comment if you want to too. Follow us on Instagram at Mount Westmore, and we're also on Facebook now, so check us out there. Have an amazing rest of your week. Don't give in to the fear that the media gives you, and I'll see y'all next Sunday.